This is 5NG calling. 5NG calling. This is the Nottingham Relay Station. 5NG calling. 5NG calling. 5NG calling.
We had a small studio at Bridlesmith Gate, which was about, I should imagine, about 18 by 35 feet. And in that was one microphone. And the artists or the children's corner people just used to congregate around this one microphone. We had to adjust it accordingly for if we had a brass band or anything like that in the studio. We had one other microphone which was used for outside broadcast purposes. We used to play gramophone records. About once a week we used to put on a gramophone recital for about an hour in the morning on an ordinary gramophone.
The thing I had was an aerial made of electron wire that was got about five strands of steel in it and one strand of copper wire, and I had it from my bedroom window down to the lounge underneath, and I used to listen on this crystal set in the lounge, and then night time I used to disconnect the set from this in the lounge, take it upstairs to bed and listen in bed.
Well, Auntie Ruby was the main aunt, Ruby Barlow. She was a solicitor's wife. She had been on the stage before she was married. Mabel Hodgkinson and her husband, Fred Hodgkinson, the cellist, they were marvellous performers, they really were, and they'd done an American tour. They were really very clever, and they both taught also. Uncle Laurie was a very special uncle that everybody loved, all the kids adored him. And Laurie Bagshaw, I don't know what his job was, I think he had a good many, but he was a very likeable chap. I don't think he stuck to anything very much, but he was really good fun. He had a lot of racy friends, and everybody loved Laurie.
This is 5NG calling. 5NG calling. This is the Nottingham Relay Station. 5NG calling. 5NG calling. 5NG calling.